We're live on 93.3 FLZ. It is the Joe Show. Ashley Nix, Terry, she runs all of our digital. Producer Jad is here as well. I was in a conversation yesterday with a toucher. Are you a toucher? Anyone here a toucher? I was in a conversation yesterday with a toucher. I am kind of talking to this person, very nice person. Trying to keep it vague because I don't even want this person to know I'm talking about them. But while they're talking to me, like, here, Jed, can you come here? I know he's uploading the podcast, but I kind of have to show. And to be 1,000% honest, I don't feel comfortable. Even though I've known Ashley since I was 16-something years old, I don't even feel comfortable doing it to you. And I've seen your boobies. Here, watch. He was like, oh, my God. How you doing, man? You good?
You good? This is a hashtag.
You good? What's going on? Hey, how are you? Like, he literally, his hand, I grabbed Jed's butt. Maybe he didn't do that. But he was, like, rubbing, like, my tailbone or something. Yeah. Not, like, my tailbone, but close. It was, like, my lower spine.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Your L6 spine or something like that. He was hitting it.
Shots.
He wasn't hitting me. It was back shots. Have you guys ever had a conversation, though, with a toucher? Like, what happens? Because I'm a man. What happens if you're a woman and you're conversing with someone who's a toucher?
Yeah.
Like, 800-409-9393. Have you ever been in a conversation with a toucher?
I have, and I just politely say, like, oh, like, you're touching me. Can you cool out just a little bit?
So you do say something?
I do, because I have a friend who is a toucher, and I tell him all the time, you cannot put your hands on people like that. It makes them uncomfortable. And I'm one of those people that it makes me uncomfortable. One, I don't know where your hand's been. And two, you don't know me like that, coworker or not.
I'm a hugger. I'm a hugger and a lover. I love people. I do. So much so, I've gotten yelled at on the show before. This old person who used to work with us was like, stop saying you love people. Like, that, you're saying it. Stop. I don't want to hear you say that. And I was like, but I love people. And I love hugging. I love giving, like, a good hug. But the conversing and the, like, you don't, I don't.
Side note, sorry to cut you off. You're a hugger, and I am too, but I've been around you when you're asking to hug people. You're like, hey, I'm a hugger. Can I hug you? And
oh,
you
yeah,
say
I'm
that.
Not going to be creepy about it.
You just don't go out and hug.
It.
Right, you just
oh,
don't.
Yeah, no,
where
no,
this
no.
person, I'm assuming they just started touching you. They didn't say, like, hey, can I grab your neck, caress your back?
I'm a hugger. I don't even, if I take a picture with someone, I put my hand in a fist. And I hover it. There's like, you three, I'll put my hand, arm on you. Well, yeah, you know, I don't want to be falsely accused of anything like, you know, some musical artist did to some people, and we can leave it at that. To me, like, you know, when I hug someone, I don't hold them and continue to talk to them.
No, it's like a quick little flash.
God, that makes me uncomfortable just hearing it.
I thank God that you're not a toucher. Because you could be a toucher.
No, I try to stay away from it. If you notice any pictures that I take on the show, whether it's with even next to Terry and Ashley, my hands are folded behind my back because I don't want to be like super touchy-feely.
Or he put his hands like this.
Yeah, I always put my hands up in the air. The surfer man, hey.
He's never touching anybody.
What's going on? I'm not touching you, but we'll go ride the waves, baby.
Who's this?
This is Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin.
Are you a toucher?
No, but I actually work with one.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, tell us about it.
What is he doing? Why do I assume it's a guy? Is it?
It is a guy.
There
yes.
you go. So what does he do?
So 2 weeks into working with us, I had to train him. And I noticed that he was a toucher off the beginning just by the way he was conversing with us. But he made it more uncomfortable because it went from like touching your arm to touching the inner thigh of my leg.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. Immediately, as soon as he met me, the first day of training him, he touched the inside of my leg and tried to give me a neck massage. Very first time meeting this man.
Yeah.
What did you say to him? Is he still touching you?
So, no. So, we're not allowed to work together, thankfully, because of the situation. They had asked me if I had wanted him to be fired, and I'm a good person, and it was his first time working, and, you know, some people don't realize they're in the wrong, and some do.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, please don't fire him, just have a conversation with him, and don't let us work together. So we don't work together anymore.
That's good.
But he has continuously done, like, inappropriate things at work. So I think that his time is coming to an end next week.
Because he ain't learned his lesson.
Whoa, hold on 1 second. You got inside information. You hear he's getting fired now?
I do. Well, he is watching explicit content on his desk.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah, so you know, I take that back. He knew exactly what he was doing when he was
totally
touching you.
Totally did.
Yeah. He was trying to see how far you go.
So he did.
He was watching naughty videos and stuff at work?
Yes.
Do you guys have cubicles or do you have offices?
We have offices where we all share, and his desk is shared with a female colleague.
Oh, God.
And I'm assuming she saw him watching this and she went to the boss?
She immediately, she's actually funny. She took a video of it.
Smart girl.
And she showed it because we had been saying that, hey, he's inappropriate. And the boss was like, well, we don't really have documented evidence. She said, hold my beer. Here's the evidence.
Wow.
Well, you just be safe. He seems like a creeper.
Yeah. Wow.
Absolutely.
The inside of your thigh. At least that didn't happen.
Dude,
at least that didn't happen. Yeah. I can't believe that. I'm so sorry that you had to go through that. Yeah. Haley, you say that you talk to a lot of touchers. You know, I was just talking about how I was in a conversation yesterday with someone, and I mean, God, if I was, you know, a map, he wrote every road that you could think of on me. It was disgusting, Haley. Haley, this happens to you all the time, though?
Oh my gosh, yes. So I have a horse, black and gray tattoo sleeve, and I'll be walking through the grocery store or when I'm serving, people will literally yank my arm and grab it and start rotating and rubbing their hands down my arm. It is the weirdest thing. I hate it because people just literally just yank my arm and I'm like, excuse you.
Yeah, don't touch me.
What the heck? I don't know. Hey, I'm a lover. I'm also, you know.
Not a toucher.
Kind of a piece. So I've never, you know, I don't fight people or anything like that if they wrong me. But God, no one's grabbing my arms. That's. Hey, Quan. We love hearing Quan. We love when I say Quan, you know, we're about to have some fun. Your buddy's a toucher.
Yeah, man, went to the club with some girls that we was interested in. Mainly me, I was interested in this one girl for real. But he got hooked up with one of the girls, but at the club, he left the girl, and every other second they came up to me and was like, Juan, your friend is on another girl, da-da-da-da-da, filling her up. And I'm just like, bro, I went over there and talked, I'm like, Reggie, you gotta sober up, bro.
I hope Reggie listening.
Yeah, he was like, bro, you gotta sober up, bro. And then next thing you know, he was groping on the girl that he was interested in, had her feel uncomfortable. So I had to take.
Reggie heard him. He cut him off. Reggie, don't be putting my business on.
Quan, call back in.
He's not an introvert. He's not an extrovert. He's a pervert.
There you go.